Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE is supported by the Farmington Civic Center, presenting Our Planet live in concert on Saturday, February 11th at 7:30 p.m. Combining HD cinematography with all-new orchestrations by Oscar-winning composer Stephen Price, performed by a live onstage orchestra. A journey of discovery featuring narration by legendary broadcaster David Attenborough. Find out more at fmtn.org/shows. Our Planet, live in concert, Saturday, February 11th at 7:30 p.m.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Megan Cullop, along here with Scott Micklin.
Good morning, Megan Cullop.
Good morning.
Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday.
We made it.
We did.
Again.
I know. Every week is a miracle.
Every week. That's true. That's true. But this is the last week of January.
Isn't that?
We were just remarking how crazy that is. We're almost until February
nuts.
In the new year.
I know.
And now, you know, the year is blasting along.
As it is wont to do.
Yes.
Yes.
True. So, yeah, so here we are. This is our Solutions from the Street program, when we take an issue in the community and talk about a solution to that very issue. And so we are really excited to talk about this topic today, because it's an annual event that is coming up next week, as a matter of fact.
I know, which is the first week of February.
The first week of February, that's true, exactly. And so it deals with children's dental health.
That's right.
And how important it is for them to be checked out and have some of dental problems dealt with and things along that line. And so there's a way to do that in the community that's done every year.
That's right.
And we have as our guest the man who knows more than probably anyone else about this event.
Just in general.
In general.
The man who knows more than anyone else.
Anyone else, period.
Yeah.
On any topic,
yeah.
Really. But this one specifically.
Right.
Yes. Dr. Julius Vance, welcome back to KSJE, sir. Good to have you here.
Good morning, Scott, Megan. Thank you for having me.
You bet.
Great. Quite the introduction. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, I think, you've been here numerous times,
yeah.
And we always appreciate you coming in and sharing your knowledge and how important it is on dental health and this program. And as we were talking about, I think, gosh, this has been happening for 20 years, hasn't it, here?
This is our 20th consecutive year. Yeah, we're very proud of that. It's really amazing to look back and think that we've been doing this every single year for 20 years, but
that's as long as they've been doing it, isn't it? I mean, this is the 20th anniversary of the ADA. Even says it's the 20th anniversary.
It is. Started in 2003.
Right.
We started that very, very first year. It was actually Dr. Schumacher and myself that began this program here. And so it's still going strong, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And because I'm sure there's a lot of moving parts and takes a lot of people to put this together every year.
It certainly does. There's a committee that helps put this together every year. We've kind of got it down. We know what we're doing a little bit now. But it takes a lot of moving parts, a lot of supplies, a lot of equipment, a lot of people, organization to get it all together. So we're very proud of this. And like you said, it's going to be this Friday, February the 3rd. We'll be seeing children in the community from 5 to 12 years old for free dental care. And as you said, dental care is really important. As a matter of fact, unfortunately, toothaches right now are the number one reason that children miss days at school. We want to help take care of those kind of problems. There's a group of children in the community that fall through the cracks. They don't have enough resources to pay for their own dental care, but they maybe have too many resources to get funding and free services from the government. And so we want to help them out and try and find a way for them to come in and at least get some of that dental care that they need for their kids. We'll be taking x-rays, we'll be doing cleanings, we'll be doing fillings for those children. We'll have specialists there doing root canals, extractions. Orthodontics will be able to give away some cases for some kids that need orthodontics. So there's a lot that can be done. We typically do well over $50,000 worth of pro bono dentistry during that day, trying to help as many kids in the community as we can.
Terrific.
And how many kids do you have on average that show up that day?
On average, we probably see somewhere between 50 and 60 kids on a single day for Give Kids a Smile.
That's a lot for one day.
It is, yeah. We try to have about 9 or 10 dentists in each shift, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. We provide continuing education for those dentists as well. We'll feed them.
Very important.
It's a great opportunity for them too, for the dentists to network with each other, for us to spend time with each other and talk, and to give back to the community. There's also an opportunity for dentists who are interested in hiring a hygienist to work with the, particularly the senior students that are going to be graduating in May, get a chance to know them, see them at work, and to maybe offer a job if that's available. So lots of different things tied in together with this event.
Win-win-win.
Win-win-win is what it sounds like to me,
yeah, right?
Like a lot of winning.
Lots of winning. So much winning, which is great. And congratulations. And this is, we should mention too, put on here at the San Juan College Dental Clinic, correct?
That's right. It's going to be at our San Juan College Dental Hygiene Clinic in the Health and Human Performance Center. That's going to be this Friday. It'll be from 8 to 4. You do need to make reservations or appointments before, and you can call the Dental Hygiene Clinic at 566-3126 to do that. We will not be able to accept walk-ins, and we do have to have the parents there with the kids during the event.
Parent or guardian, some responsible adult.
Exactly.
Which leaves Megan and me out.
That leaves us out.
Yeah.
We won't be there.
No.
So
well, you're welcome to come.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Not with the kids. I get it.
Not with the kids.
Yes, sir.
So what are the ages? What's the age range here?
Generally, we like to see children from 5 to 12, but if you have kids outside of that, we can be flexible if we have the space, but generally 5 to 12 years old.
Got you.
Yep.
And so the I guess the word today needs to be to make that appointment, right? If we're getting folks that are listening, parents, guardians who are listening and wanting to get a spot, because that's probably going to fill up pretty quickly, don't you think?
It's already starting to fill up, so that's exactly the point. Yeah, if you want to get an appointment for your child, please call that number. It's, again, 566-3126, and we will take a – if you don't get an answer, leave a message. We'll get back to you. But that's the way to make an appointment for Give Kids a Smile.
Okay. I'm looking at the poster that we're displaying, and it says the clinic, you can call them Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. So if you're calling today, Friday, you may be out of luck to call you back?
Yeah, please call today, leave a message, and we will get back to you next week. Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Is it kind of a first-come, first-served kind of thing, Dr. Mann? So if someone is calling today and can't get through, they still are maybe on the list?
Right.
Okay.
Right. We'll try to fill that list, and we'll try to keep callbacks too, so if people don't show up, we'll be able to try to fill that as well.
Got you. That's good to know. Let me ask you a bit about dental health for children, because I think we hear a lot about how maybe some kids that don't have access to dental care and regular checkups and things, so by the time maybe that they're 5 years old, maybe there's already some damage, some issues that need to be addressed if they have not ever been to the dentist or not on a regular basis. Is that some of the things that you find when these children come in to see you?
Absolutely. I mean, there's a couple things. We want to start seeing the kids when that first tooth comes in. If that children, I guess there's a misconception out there by many people that you get the baby teeth and they're kind of expendable and then you get the new set of teeth that come in.
Right.
But the reality is if there's disease and decay in those baby teeth, it's going to affect the adult teeth when they come in. And also, if there's baby teeth that are missing or there's spaces that are left, oftentimes the adult teeth don't come in correctly or don't have the space to come in. We need to look at the adult teeth as they're coming in to make sure that there's space for those and room. So there's a lot of things that come into play during that dental health to make sure that everything comes in right, that there's no disease processes going on, and that we take care of that. And lastly, it's really important to set up that relationship between that child and the dental health care provider to try to make sure that child is comfortable at an early age, try to remove some of that anxiety that goes along with dentistry, which it's reality. We've got to play that game and make sure that we understand that people have to be made comfortable in the dental chair. And so that's a big part of what we want to do with those kids when they come in as well.
Right. And this is a great opportunity, I guess, to start that process, right, of talking to the children and getting them maybe comfortable and having the parents understand maybe what's going on, that maybe there's not a problem now, but as you see with the adult teeth ready to come in, that maybe there is a spacing issue or some other things that 6 months, a year, 2 years from now is going to be maybe a potential issue for this child?
Right. And sometimes, you know, it's better to take care of some of those issues early. Or sometimes we can only take care of those issues early. Once it's progressed to a certain point, you know, then those resources or those opportunities are no longer available. So the sooner we can find out about these things, the better. You know, I can bring another couple of examples to you. There were a number of children, shouldn't say a number, but there have been some kids over the last 20 years that we have found pathology that the oral surgeons were able to address quickly and early and take care of. And in some of these cases, pretty significant oral cancers in young children that we found and addressed early and were able to really make a significant difference in those children's lives. So not only is it the dental care, taking care of cavities and things like that, but making sure that somebody who knows about oral pathology is taking a look at that child's radiographs, their x-rays early on, so that there's nothing going on. Or if there is, we can take care of it.
Right. We always hear how early detection is so important when dealing with stuff like this. So
yeah,
this is one of those examples. And if the child isn't going in to see the dentist on a regular basis or hygienist, they're not being seen for this potential issue.
Right. And you know, this also allows us the opportunity now to have a relationship between a community dentist and that individual and hopefully find resources to find a dental home for some of these kids too. Sometimes it's not that they don't have, you know, they can't afford a dentist. Sometimes they just don't know who to go to. And so having that opportunity for the parents to talk with and work with a dentist makes the opportunity to get that dental home as well.
Right. All that can be done on the 3rd.
Absolutely. All can be done at Give Kids a Smile Day.
February 3rd.
February 3rd.
8 a.m. to 4 p.m. here at the San Juan College Dental Clinic over at the Health and Human Performance Center. But you do need to make an appointment before you can go and just show up on next Friday. So we encourage you to do that. Today, the office, I think, is closed, but you can call Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., or call today and leave a message.
Absolutely.
505-566-3126 is the number, right, Dr.
That is
Mance?
Correct. Yep. And keep in mind, you have to be there with your child. We need a caregiver to stay with the child during the event. And we cannot accept walk-ins. You have to call and make an appointment.
Okay.
Other than that, it's all free. We don't ask for any financial records, anything at all. Just walk in and we'll take care of you.
Very good. And again, this is an event that's being put on by the San Juan College Dental Clinic, of course. And as we see on the poster here, the Northwest
District
Dental Society, thank you, of New Mexico. And so thank you to them for putting all this together, and to you, because you're on the committee.
Yeah, thanks.
And so there you go. Megan, other thoughts?
What?
Any other thoughts? I want to bring you into the conversation. I hate to keep, you know, just leaving you out.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Well, I'm sort of interested in dental anxiety, actually. What kinds of things trigger people's anxiety at the dentist?
Well, one of the things, of course, is the closeness. You know, you're in a very, very personal space when we're dealing with dentistry. Very uncomfortable space for some people to have, you know, another person in. There's a pain aspect that goes along with it and a fear of the unknown. I think all of those things play into it. So medicine in general has some anxiety associated with it, with those aspects. And then dentistry, you just add that it's in a very, very personal space, very small space, and that you have that provider, you know, right in your bubble. All those things come into play for that dental anxiety, I think. Yeah.
Gotcha. And I know all patients are different, I'm sure. I know I'm one of those patients that likes to know what's happening. What are you going to do, and when are you going to do it? Just let me know, and then we're fine. I'm good with that. Is that something that you run into once in a while?
Absolutely. Every patient is different. There's no doubt about it. We're all unique individuals. I think the truth is everybody really wants to know, to some extent, what's going on. Fear of the unknown is really one of our biggest fears. We try to lump a lot of things into that. But, you know, when you have something crawling on your skin, that's a fear of the unknown, right? It's a what's going on. It's interesting. We did a survey a few years ago, and one of the biggest fears that we found was the patient sitting in the reception area. So what's going on there? It's because they're sitting there and they have no idea what's going to happen. They're afraid of what's happening coming up, right? They're afraid of what's the dentist going to tell me? What's he going to find? What's happening? Those are big fears. And so alleviating that, communicating with our patients is huge. We should let them know as much as we can along the way what we're doing, why we're doing it, what to expect to help alleviate those fears.
Yeah. True.
It's part of the process.
Very true. But no better feeling than going for a checkup and getting that no cavities report and being able to dance out of that dentist office.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a great feeling for sure.
And the dentist wants that as well, believe it or not.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
I would think so. That's very true. Our guest this morning, Dr. Julius Mance is here. This is Solutions from the Street on KSJE. We are talking about the upcoming Give Kids a Smile event, which is happening here at San Juan College, celebrating its 20th anniversary. And the event here in San Juan County is one of very few across the country, Dr. Mance, right, that's been going strong for all 20 years.
Yeah, I think a handful around, you know, there's a few thousand of these events around the country every first Friday in February, and as I look at the information, there's probably a handful that can say they've been doing it for 20 years. So we're very, very proud of that we've been doing it consecutively. We have not missed an event in those 20 years, so very proud of that.
Take that, global pandemic.
I know.
There you go. So there you are. I want to give a shout-out to our students here at San Juan College, your students specifically, Dr. Mance,
yep,
who are in the dental hygiene program, because you mentioned this is an opportunity for them to get some more experience, I would think, and also start some maybe getting building some relationships with dental professionals in the community who may be looking to hire some of your students?
Yeah, absolutely. We're very proud of our students. You know, they provide care in a number of different events throughout the year that we make them do. Mission of Mercy, which Megan helped us out with, you helped us
yes.
out with, which just happened. It was a great event. We do a veteran stand down every year. We do kitty clinics every year. We do Give Kids a Smile every year. And the students step up to that every year and help out. They'll be there all day on Friday helping. It gives them an opportunity to get some of the requirements they need done. It gives them an opportunity to see how a public health program is run and put on. It gives them an opportunity to interact with dentists that may be looking to hire. So there's many different pluses for them. So yeah, we do this every year, and they always help out, and they're absolutely fantastic.
Right. And I guess gives them a bit more, for lack of a better term, hands-on experience, right, with
sure.
a variety of patients.
Yeah, any hands-on experience we can get to the students is always welcome.
Very good. And put a plug in for the program. This is how long is the program here at the college to become a dental hygienist for anyone listening that maybe is looking at a career, a change, or a new career?
Yeah, we have an Associate of Applied Science program here at the college in dental hygiene. It's a two-year program. Generally, students have about 2 years of prerequisites to get into the program. One of the higher paying health provider positions that's out there in the country, a lot of opportunity for movement around the country, a flexible schedule, good pay. So a lot of great opportunities and possibilities for getting into dental hygiene. If you're interested in that, give us a call. We're at the Health and Human Performance Center at San Juan College.
All right. There you go. And is there a high demand for these positions across the country these days?
I think right now it's probably number 3 or 4 in demand.
Yeah. Oh.
Expected to grow significantly. So, yeah. And, you know, a lot of people got out of the profession because of COVID and things that were going on with the pandemic. So, yeah, the demand right now is about as high as it has ever been.
And locally as well?
Locally as well, yeah.
Okay, because we hear sometimes a lot about there's jobs out of town, outside mm-hmm. of town, but for folks who maybe want to stay locally and stay in town, I think this is a great opportunity for folks.
Surprisingly, every single year, 2 or 3 of our students find positions here in town. So yeah, there's demand everywhere.
Very good.
Yeah,
that's great. Megan Collip?
Megan Collip has nothing to say.
Megan Collip has nothing to say.
That's
surprising.
Doesn't
happen very often.
I know.
This is a notable event.
Notable moment.
Yes.
I was here before 8.
I know that's true. Wow.
What's going on here?
I don't know, but that's okay.
I
apparently
feel like the bases have been covered.
I think we've covered
it. That's the thing. I mean, I feel like a lot of information has been out there.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
So, very good. Dr. Mance, what are we forgetting to ask you about for this event? I know now there is a chair of this event who we want to give a shout-out to.
Yeah, let me give a shout-out to Dr. Gene Hilton. He's been doing this, I think, for probably the last 15 of those 20 years. So, Gene's been running this event. We have a really good group of dentists who help out every year on the committee. So shout out to them. And then again, you know, the Northwest District Dental Society, we are a component of the New Mexico Dental Association, and that's a component of the American Dental Association. So this is a national event put on by the ADA, and we're just a little tiny little part of that. So,
well, but a big part when you talk about things like Mission of Mercy and events like this for 20 years running.
Yeah, we do
very important stuff.
Indeed. Well, and I think too, you know, there are dentists that don't have to take part in things like that, but then there are dentists that do, and I think that's all part of giving back to the community, because it's not anything they get maybe paid to do. This is kind of a volunteer type of a thing, is it not?
This is absolutely a volunteer thing, and you know, we're really blessed in this community. The dentists in our community always step up to the plate and help out, so we're really proud of that. A lot of people that we love to work with, they come back year after year and help us out. So, yeah, absolutely.
Very good. And the need, I would say, of children in our community is great, and they really do benefit from events like this.
Absolutely. There's always a need out there. I wish we could get that need completed through events like this. We can't, but it certainly helps out.
Put yourself out of business.
Well, I mean, the point is to try to make our community as healthy as we can.
Sure.
That's what we're trying to do.
Right.
Yeah.
Very true. Well, the event is Give Kids a Smile. It is the 20th anniversary. It's been happening here in San Juan County for all of those 20 years. Again, the date is Friday, February 3rd from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. for children ages 5 to 12.
Yep.
As Dr. Mann says, you do need to call and make an appointment, so you can do that at 505-566-3126. The clinic is open Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., but they can accept walk-ins next Friday, so that's why an appointment is necessary, required.
Right. Have to have an appointment.
Yep. Okay. And then, but all different types of services will be available, from just cleanings and tooth sealants and x-rays and fillings and lots of other stuff.
We'll do as much as we can that needs to be done for that individual, that child, on that day.
Okay.
You know, there's a lot of factors into that, but we try to get as much done as we can.
Absolutely. Right. And if you don't currently have a dentist for your family, this is a great opportunity maybe to start a relationship with one in the community.
Exactly. Yep.
Very good.
Yep.
Final thought, Megan Cullop?
I just love these events. That's my final thought.
Good.
I love that, you know, dental care is special, and that sometimes it's not included in your insurance.
Right.
And so it's very important that we have these events for people. So.
Very true. Dr. Mance, we always appreciate you being here, of course, and thank you for the work that you do in the community and the things you volunteer for, which are numerous.
Thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity. Thank you, Scott, Megan, for letting me come in and talk to you and put the word out.
You bet. You bet. Great to have you here. Again, thanks. Friday, February 3rd, 8 to 4, Give Kids a Smile, the 20th anniversary here at the San Juan College Dental Clinic over at the Health and Human Performance Center. Make that appointment before next Friday. So thank you very much. Thanks. Megan Cullop. What's coming up?
What's coming up?
Yeah. Oh,
the greatest radio show in America.
Really?
Well,
I
don't know.
What station's
this
that on?
Yeah, exactly. This is just self-promotion.
Oh, my goodness.
At this point.
Wow. Okay. All right.
So,
what do you got
free,
tomorrow?
Radio Free Saturday morning, 9 to 11 a.m. Right here on KSJE, or you can stream it online. There's really no excuse to miss it, because even if you're
really
out and about, you can stream it.
You could stream it, you know. But you could even have your radio. You know, most cars have radios.
Yes, that's right.
You can turn your radio on.
So
just
and
give us a button.
That,
all we ask for is one button
one
on the
button.
Dashboard. Just
that's right.
One. It's all
that's
we
right.
need.
And you can even ask Alexa to play it, we discovered.
Yes, you can. Or Google Home.
See? Or Apple Music.
You discovered that, too.
I discovered that,
on
too.
On your fancy iPhone.
We're everywhere.
Yeah.
So each week I bring you a different theme, and I create an eclectic playlist around that theme. And tomorrow's theme is goodbyes.
Oh.
It's not as sad as it sounds.
It isn't? Okay.
No.
All right. Not see you laters?
No. Yeah.
But goodbyes.
Well, yeah.
That sounds kind of
it depends.
Kind of final.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
I imagine there's plenty of songs to choose from, though.
Tons of songs to choose from.
Okay. So goodbye is the theme tomorrow.
That's right.
Goodbyes.
Goodbyes.
Plural. Okay. Got it. All right. We'll listen in.
Tune in.
We'll check it out.
That's right.
Okay. Very, very good. We also remind everyone that next week we'll be back, Megan and Scott, with the That's Interesting show.
That's right.
But then it's Scott and Megan.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and Solutions from the Street has removed our names entirely.
Yeah. Well,
so,
you know.
Of course it's Scott and Megan.
Of course it is. Next week.
Of course it is.
You get top billing on this show, Solutions from the Street, Megan and Scott.
That's true.
Yeah. We'll be back. And that's the show next Friday. Make a note, everyone, that when we invite you to call in, it's a really a free form program where we ask you to call in and just share whatever's interesting in your world. So call us up and say hello or talk about something interesting that happened the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And we'll get you on the air.
So, yeah, it's that simple.
It is.
Give us a call.
It really is. Yeah. And I don't know of any other place in Farmington that allows callers to call up and get on the air and
We're
say hello
in
and,
that sense. Yeah.
And just, you know, talk about whatever's on your mind.
Yeah.
So there you go, everybody. We hope you will call in and check it out and visit with us next week. And then I think one final thing. No, I guess we're done. Okay. I thought I had one more thing to show everybody. We also want to remind you to give us an email if you have a topic for this program, Solutions from the Street. If you know about another solution, you can email us at ksje@samoncollege.edu. And I only said that because the graphic isn't up for you to read it off of.
Right. Well, we would greatly appreciate people tossing solutions our way.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Potential solutions.
Yeah.
So that would be great, but we would appreciate that. So, all right. Well, until next time, everyone, we're going to call it a week and enjoy the rest of January. And we'll be back next Friday with our That's Interesting program. So stay safe and stay well, everyone. We'll see you next Friday here on KSJE.
KSJE and San Juan College present the Student Success Coaching Tip of the Week.
All right, again, for week tip number two from the Student Achievement Center is time management. We really encourage our students to develop a time management. This can include creating a study plan at the beginning of the semester based on your course syllabus. Ideally, you should study a little bit every day throughout the week. Even just 20 minutes can make a huge difference, so you don't wind up cramming and stressing out right before the big exam. Also, don't forget to look at the big picture. Review your syllabus each class and set the due dates on the calendar for exams, tests, and big assignments. This assures that you have plenty of time for study, for your tests, or complete those larger assignments that are due.
The Student Success Coaching Tip of the Week, presented by KSJE and the Student Achievement Center at San Juan College.